So we are going to talk tonight all about time blocking, and then we're going to do Q&A. So here's how the call works. Guys, as you're coming in, we have a coach who will be over here in the chat. So if you want to chat about things or look for links and stuff, you can be over there. You can talk to your sisters and all the things. And then if you actually want to ask me a question, you need to put it over into the Q&A. And I'm actually going to turn the chat off so I can't see it. It's a lot easier for me when I don't see the chat. So if you have a question, you can type it in Q&A and I'll answer it there. And then what I want to do is I want to start while you guys are asking questions with my process on exactly how I do my planning. I know that this is what I want to say. It's really important for you to figure out your own process that works for you, because what we want to do is we want to make sure that whatever you're doing in terms of your planning and the time that it takes you and stuff is that it's adding value to your life, that it's not taking value away. Now, this is not to say, like, if you're sitting around going, planning just takes too long, it's too hard, I want you to set aside excuses. But what I do want you to do is I want you to figure out the best way to plan that's going to, like, literally, I want you to think about, how can I make my weight loss easy? I was really talking a lot this weekend at my live event with all of the PNP Tribe Transformation Girls about, we need to start thinking about, I think we always think it's going to be hard. It's like we construct our weight loss to be this nightmare experience, rather than thinking about and putting our brain to work on, how can I make it easier? How can I make it doable? What can I do to make the process fun to where, because it's really important when you think about losing weight, and I look back on what worked for me, I made sure my weight loss was fun. I made sure that it was something I could look forward to. I made sure, like I would push myself, but I was challenging in myself in such small ways that I was like, I want to see if I can do it. Like, it was more like I was pulled toward it. And what I see a lot of you do is you're trying to, like, force things to happen all the time. So I wanted to kind of go over how I do things. Sorry, I'm going to be so froggy. But I wanted to go over how I do things and what I use, and what I have found that works for me, and why it works for me first. And then I want to answer a few questions. So any questions about time management, those kinds of things, what I actually do, just put them in that Q&A. So the first thing is, I have tried thousands of different planners. I am sure this will not be the last planner that I ever switch to and use, but I've been using this one now successfully for 5 or 6 months, and I really like it. It's called the High Performance Planner. It's by Brendon Burchard. It is the guy that I went to his 4-day event called High Performance Habits last February of 2019. And I really loved, like, his theory and stuff. So Kathy and I are actually getting certified as high performance coaches. Y'all know I'm a weight loss and life coach, and this kind of integrates. So, like, when I went and got life coach school training, that was more about relationships, our thoughts, and how all of that applies to weight loss and such. And this is going to be a training that's more about the thoughts and the way our brain works as it performs, as it pertains to productivity, about getting things done and stuff. So I'm really excited to have both of those. This is in, you can go to my kit store. It's kit.com/fitandfat, PHITNPHAT. If you go there, you can get this exact planner. Now, I use two different planners. For those of you who get overwhelmed, I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute. But I like to use this one for business. I really like using it for all things that pertain to Corinne getting her stuff done when it comes to work, when it comes to planning my day and all the things. The reason why I like it, this is me starting tomorrow. The reason why I like it is because it has a lot of white space to be able to write in what you're going to be doing in the time zones. The other thing that I like about this one is that it has a morning mindset section and an evening mindset section. So I like being able to start the day with
let me think, let me get oriented towards what I want to be thinking about and all that kind of stuff. Guys, if you have questions, you really got to put them over in the Q&A. I see the thing popped up. If it's quieter, okay, let me turn this mic off then. Sorry. I'm going with my other,
this is my iMac microphone. If it sounds better, that's the one I'll use. And make sure that those questions are going over into Q&A. So I like being able to flush out my brain in the morning to get me really clear on what I'm going to be doing for all of you for the day. Because, you know, for I work here. Now, if you have a job, then, you know, you could use it for that. So like some of the questions that I really like in this one. One thing I can get excited about today is, I love that question because it makes me think about like whether you're using that question for weight loss or whether you're using it for your work. So often what we're doing is we're sitting around and we're thinking about how terrible it's all going to be and how stressful it's all going to be. And we need to start thinking about some of our, like our jobs and our like commutes, our time that we're going to be traveling around with our kids, all those kinds of things. We need to start being on the hunt for what we're excited about for the day. Our brains are very much into being all about what we're not excited about for the day. Another question that I love in this one has, these two questions have been really monumental for me inside of this particular planner. Someone who needs me on my A game today is, a lot of times I just forget there are people, like when I'm going to have this meeting or I'm going to be spending this time with Logan or, you know, sometimes it's y'all. Sometimes it's like for today, you guys were my answer. Tribe needs me on my A game tonight. I knew that I was coming off an event, was really tired. I'm always very weepy on this day. I spent probably 3 hours today crying at different moments. Like every time I talked to someone today, it was like, just would start crying. I'm just at that. You're tired, your adrenaline's flushing out and all that kind of stuff. It's very normal. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just, I knew I needed to take good care of myself earlier today to be able to bring what I needed to you guys tonight. So I love that question because it frames it up for me to make sure that my day is planned in a way that allows me to be on my A game in the moments that it counts. The other question that I love that is in our new P&P planner is going to be, a situation that might stress me out today and how I'm going to deal with it. How is my best self going to deal with that? I just love the idea of us using our brains. Like when I was talking to you guys in the course about, you know, time is like we have a relationship with it. You cannot get more of it. You cannot create it. You don't lose time. Time just is. It's just ticking. And how you think about time, and especially in the moment, is how you're wisely spending it. I was having a conversation earlier today about my coach and I were talking about Logan. And we were just talking about how hard I am on myself about sometimes I'm disengaged, I'm doing all these other things. So we were really focusing in on, you know, I had said something like, if I could just spend more time with him. And she said, what if we stopped focusing on spending more time with him? And we started focusing on maximizing the time when we are there. And I was like, fuck me. Are you serious? Like, I'm a coach. I should know these things. But you sometimes you just need to hear things like that. And so I like the idea of thinking about, I have time. It's not scarce. It's not that there's not enough. I don't need more. None of that's true. I have time. Until I don't need more unless I'm really utilizing the time that I have in the most valuable of ways. And I think that's where planning comes into play. So I like this planner for all of that. I will tell you the cons of this planner. Other than it just being big, I like it being big, but a lot of you don't like a big planner. I like the size because it helps me with being able to write out stuff. The other thing I don't like about it, though, is the month ahead pages are great. So they look like this. I know I keep throwing this up there. I hope you guys can see it. But this is the month ahead stuff. You can tell, like, I highlight when I'm going to be out of town just so I can quickly see, don't plan things for these times. And then I can add things to it. It has, like, all your major deadline stuff. The weekly preview section is not good. I really don't like it. What I do for the weekly preview is I use my PNP thought download section. I just do a thought download on what I've got going on for the week. I just start talking about the things I need to get done. And then I prioritize them. I clean up some of my thoughts, and that's where I do mine. So I never found what I call the perfect planner. I just don't think there is one. I am not married to only needing one. And I like to have the idea of, like, I'm just willing to do the planning because I want to create my life. I am no longer the kind of person who's like, I'm a victim of time. I'm a victim of people. Shit just happens. Like, no, I plan. It is the best gift I ever give to myself. I do not have shitty thoughts about it. The other thing, there's one other tool that I use a lot in planners and stuff, and that is these kinds of sticky notes and stuff. I love, like, if it's an important day coming up or a day that I know I'm going to be adding a lot of things to it just to make things quick and easy for myself, I put tabs on there. Like some of these short notes and things, like if I know that I'm going to have things I'm going to want to remember on a certain day where I'm going to need extra space, I just buy these from Amazon and I just write all kinds of stuff on there. All right. Let's see. Somebody just freaking wrote in the comments, time got away from me. No, it didn't. Don't ever say that. Time does not get away from us. You may have been distracted. Just be honest. Like, I was distracted. I didn't have an alarm set, whatever it is. But guys, we have to be really, I got distracted. Thank you. We have to be really conscious of how we talk about our time. Really conscious. Like, I got distracted. That is such a better space to be in because it allows you to realize, like, oh, it's not that time gets away from me. Like, we have all these stories around time, and if we clean them up, suddenly you start understanding that you're in control. It's like, okay, so if I got distracted, that allows you to think, like, well, why? So that next time you can figure out a solution to that. When we say time got away from me, it does not challenge your brain to come up with a solution. It just sounds like it just happens. That just is one of those things. So anyway, didn't mean to get on tangent. I'm very glad that you came back and you're like, oop, I got distracted. So good. All right. The second planner that I use, girls, it's the brand new P&P planner. So yes, I have the first one. And it is gorgeous. And it is all the things that I've ever dreamed it would be. But it is, this is Corinne. This is how she manages her weight. This is how she manages her food life and all the things. Now, I deliberately designed this in a way so that if you do not want to have to, if I had to, I could take this bad boy with me. I could plan my days and stuff easily in this one. But let me give you a couple sneak peeks. I am getting ready to shoot the video on how to use this one. But I wanted to just show you a couple things when it comes to, like, the concept of planning so that you guys have that. This one has in it, let me go all the way back to the beginning. Yeah, it has 2 months worth in there. So don't ask me too many questions about this actual planner. What I want to do is just kind of go over the concepts of this planner. You have a monthly calendar that you can use. So, like, on my monthly calendar in this one, I am writing in, like, my exercise for the day. Like, I like to plan the way I like to do exercise is I like to plan a week out. Sometimes I plan an entire month. It really just depends on what my goals are for the month. So, like, I will just plan, and I plan in when I'm going to be, like, which ones are my days off? Where are, like, you know, just the different things. You can use the monthly calendar any way you want, but that's how I use it. As a monthly planning page, and it has lots of questions, like the three big actions I commit to taking this month, my big three goals this month. You can use it for anything. If you don't want to use it for weight loss, you could use this for all kinds of things. But it's got a lot of good excavation questions in it. So I do my monthly plan. I always do my monthly planning on the last day of the month. That's my favorite day to do it. So I like to, like, assess. And this just doesn't have it in the very beginning, but this also has a monthly assessment page. We've added that to this planner. So on the last day of the month, I like to go over my data, which you have now. Oops, sorry about that. You have a 30-day tracker that is inside your planner. So I like to assess my data. And then I like to set my new goals based on my data. This is really important. Before you set new goals and stuff, unless this is the first time in the rodeo, you want to look at what you've been doing, because you don't want to be setting goals around being perfect. You want to be setting goals around evaluating what you've done and then leveling that up some. What is the next phase of this version of me going to look like? Most of you, what I see you do is like you create plans and you do all the things around like the all-star version who's going to change everything on a dime, and then you get about 3 days in and you're sick and tired of that bullshit. You beat yourself up for a month and then you go back to the high and excitement of planning again. No. No. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to track honestly for a month. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take that information and I want you to do an honest assessment without judging yourself. You may think shady things, but you just need to say like, but that's not part of this. Like one of the questions that we have in here for you that you're going to answer each day on your 24-hour plan is, if a PNP coach looked at this, what feedback would they be giving me? It is such a good way to think about it. Get out of your head and put one of our heads on there. Because no one has ever come on a coaching call and told me, like, I haven't been doing my stuff. I'm like, well, you're a dumbass. You're the one. You're never going to lose weight. Get off my phone call. PNP coaches would never do that. We would start digging in to what do we need to be working on? And so it allows you to put the hat and head of someone else on and then get to work on assessing and building a plan from there. So you'll do, just hit my 10,000 steps, bitches. All right. Then you're going to like make your monthly plan and your goals. Now, we have a weekly plan sheet in here. I like to use the weekly plan. I weekly plan my work. I weekly plan my business. I do all my weekly plans on Sundays. That is my, like, the day that I don't exercise hard. I do walks. It is, like, for me, self-care mecca. Hang on a second. So the reason why I like Sunday so much is because I think of Sunday as the day that I really prepare my week. So I like to do a weekly plan. And people ask me all the time, like, I get so overwhelmed with the weekly plan. This is the thing. You do not have to do the weekly plan and it be to the nth detail. It does not even have to be exactly what you're going to do all week long. I think of my weekly plan as where I set my intention. My best self is like, and these are the things I would get done all week long and blah, blah, blah. And then each day, when I do my 24-hour plan, I look at what the weekly said. If you're really good at following your weekly plan, it's like, then you don't really have to do anything other than transfer the data. But, you know, for a lot of us, things come up. Like sometimes somebody wants to go to lunch with me or whatever. So I change it during the week and I just honor it on the 24-hour plan. So I think of the weekly plan as on Sunday as framing me around, what foods do we need to have in the house? Where am I going to be this week? What things do I need to consider? It allows me to think about those things. And we have a new question on it. It's called my 1% level ups this week will be. Because when you, at the end of the week, before you do the weekly plan, you will be assessing. We have the Hello Scale and the weekly plan assessment in here. You look at your data just like you do at the first of the month. And you're like, okay, what was I doing? What was I not? And what are the 1% that I can do to level up a little bit this week? You know, if you're overeating a lot and not following your plan, that tells you my 1% level up is to make a more realistic plan or whatever data that you find in it. And then Kathy says her grocery list is based on her weekly plan. And some people plan like on Saturdays and some people plan on Sundays. It just depends on you. For me, Sunday is my day. Oh my God, there's nothing better. I look forward to it. I am so habitualized to, like, on Sunday mornings, it is coffee and weekly planning. I love to assess. I love to evaluate myself. I love to plan my week. I love at the end of it to be like, oh my God, I'm going to slay this week because I have already decided and thought all about my week. Then we have 24-hour plans and assessments in here. I do mine in the morning. As you guys know, I wake up, do my 24-hour plan, and then I, like, the next day I wake up, I assess my 24-hour plan from the day before, and then I make my new one. I like to do it one time a day. I do not like doing it at night. I have just found I have tried all kinds of different things. That's the other thing I want to say. Test, test, test. Just because mine doesn't work, that doesn't mean yours won't if you just keep testing. Do not beat yourself up if you're not planning at a certain time. Move it around and see if that works. Tinker with the system. Do pieces and parts of it. Get really good at just pieces of it and then layer in other pieces later. You don't have to do all of it in the beginning. We also have, so we have the 24-hour plan and assessment on one page where you can do all your things. And then we have our journal and TDL page. We have changed it a little bit this time. We have prompting questions for you. So if you're going to use this for all things, you can. The journals, it's like a thought I'm working on believing about me is. A powerful question I can answer today is. The 24-hour plan, you write your compelling reason in every day. Today my self-care is. I think that's probably the best freaking question that we've added to this thing. I like literally since I've started using it, I have really redefined self-care. I have not added anything else, but I sit there and think, like, what am I already doing today? I'm like, oh my God, I can call that self-care. That for sure can be my self-care. Like on this particular day, I have on there my run. My run today is my self-care. I love it. And then a situation that might trip me up and how I'll handle that. Then you do like a little, we have a little area where you can do some free writing. And then we have models for you with questions that help you understand the model. So I just think it's such a good journal. I think it's really beneficial. The last thing I will add is that for all of you who love our standard thought download and journal, we also have some of those for free in our free writing in the back for, you know, diving deeper. What I like about this is I like the, like for this one, I like to do my weekly planning on those thought download and journal pages. What I have found that I have been doing is taking those pages and using, like, I want to leave notes to myself to, like, okay, when it's time to do my weekly planning for my business and for all the other things, this is where I keep it. And on the facing page, I can write what I'm thinking about all of it and do models around it. So that's kind of just how I'm using the systems and stuff. Now, there is not a recovery worksheet in here. Yes, it is spiral bound, but I will tell you, I like this that it's spiral bound because we're not adding things to it. Here's what I would do. I don't think I have one in here. No, I'm not. It's in my closet. I would print you some recovery worksheets. If you need to do one, guess what you can do? Staple it to the inside. Staple it to the page that you needed to do a recovery worksheet, even if you needed to do two. This thing should look like a hot mess at the end of the month. For all you perfectionists, get over that shit. You know what the best journal looks like? A mess. Like, when it gets to the end of the month, mine has sticky notes, highlight, staple things. All the things are in there. I want it to look like someone was obsessed with using it. I do not want it to look neat and tidy. Neat and tidy is not what a planner is about. What a planner is about you figuring out your life. If you don't want to staple shit in it, here's what I suggest you do. Go to officemax.com. Order a folder. Keep your recovery worksheets in there in order. They have dates on them. That's what I would do. And I would just have this with my little pocket folder right there. And I'm like in school. I want you guys to think about this. This is Weight Loss University right here. And then the other thing that I would do, and I actually, like, guys, I have binders galore in this house. Have one that just has your recovery worksheets in it and have it, like, in this binder, like, this tab has all my recovery worksheets. And this tab has my courses that I'm working on and all the work that I've done on them. Create some systems. I'm just going to tell all of you, I would love to create the one thing that would work across the board for every single one of you. If I could do that, oh my God, I would be rich. I would have it on Amazon. It's never going to happen, ever. But what I can do is give you 1,000 ideas, and I can open your brain up to, like, if it doesn't work this way, I'm not going to get frustrated by it. I'm going to figure out how am I going to make this work perfectly for me? And then I'd get busy doing it. And then I'd get in that tribe and I would share the shit out of all your ideas. Have like crazy planner thread day. How are you using planners? How are you managing your time? And everybody snapshot and take pictures. That is the beauty of us all doing it. It's because we're all going to have systems that work for us. And you're going to see somebody using it the way you use it. Like I have all of my self-development stuff from Brooke. It's in this, I don't know where it is. Hang on, let me see if I can find it. I've been trying so hard. Like, all right, this is how obsessed I am with binders. Here's one of them. This is how much shit that I have. And this has all my this is my LCS one. I just bought some of these tabs that have like pocket folders. So that if I want to put some extra stuff in there, extra notes, because I do a lot of calls with her and I take notes and stuff. I go to mastermind weekends and I take notes and stuff. I put them in the folders. All the worksheets are in here. I have worksheets that I'm actively doing. I think this one somewhere back in here. Guess what else I have? Because this particular one, I want to organize it. I have graph paper in the back that I have an index where I can take random notes on calls that I've watched. This is just LCS. I have another one. It's twice the size of this one that I've started recently adding to it with folder tabs of like, here's my Brendan Burchard training that I do. I do a lot of his online stuff and I take notes and I do the worksheets. And then I'm doing Rachel Hollis's stuff because I want to learn from all the people who are doing the best when it comes to motivation and coaching and all the things. I'm printing all that shit off and I'm doing the work there. I just make systems for myself. Guys, y'all ask me all the time, how do you get all this done? I just write it out. I put stuff in an order that makes sense to me, and then I start working on it. I don't sit around like frustrated I can't find something, looking for the perfect thing or whatever. I'm just like, it's never going to exist. The only thing that's ever going to exist is my brain creatively thinking about how I'm going to do some shit. All right. One last thing I did want to say about the planner. So for all of you who are going to time block, which is what I'm fixing to talk about, you can time block here. We kept this for you guys where you can write in the like your little blocks over here, and then you can write your stuff in there. So the next thing you guys asked me is about time blocking. Y'all know that I'm a time blocker. So this is the start of tomorrow for me. You will notice they don't have anything before 6 a.m. I'm like, did y'all miss the memo where I'm part of 5 a.m. club? Like my ass is on the couch with the coffee at 5 a.m. So guess what I do? I handwrite it in. I don't get all like hee-hawed up that I can't like, oh my God, this planner doesn't have a 5 a.m. slot. It's like, bitch, just write that shit in and get over yourself. So I write in 5 a.m. I have blocked off. I got to turn around and read it. Journaling. That's when I do all of my journaling and I put it on the calendar. I like to see that. It serves two purposes. One, hey, we're supposed to be journaling at 5 a.m., not sitting around drinking coffee, watching the news. That also shows me when I'm looking at my calendar, my me time. I love seeing it. Then from 6 to 7:30 tomorrow, I know I'll be doing my workout and I'll be listening to podcasts. And then tonight, like one of the last things I'm going to do tonight is I actually already know which ones I'm listening to. I've got a couple of new podcasts I'm testing, like listening to that's highly recommended. I haven't listened to them yet, so I can't recommend them yet. But I want to listen to those tomorrow when I work out. So I will like jot those down in there. That's how I time block. So I mark out the time and the big idea of what's supposed to be happening. And then I like to put in what's going to happen there. So then for the rest of the, let me find a day where I can show you something. Okay. So like on this particular day, I have all these time blocks and you will notice that I have written right here the things that get done during that time block. So like on this particular day from 6 to 7, I was doing focus time. Focus time for me is when I know I've got a big project and I need a good chunk of time where I'm at my best and I want to be doing my best work. So on this particular day, I plugged in focus time from 5:30 to 7 because I knew that's my on fire time. Give me a cup of coffee with some MCT oil in it first thing in the morning, in fuego time. And I was working on a web page for the opening. So we're going to be opening in September. And when I'm doing a web page, there's several things that have to happen. I got to like be able to be creatively writing, and I got to do tech work. So I need my best self. So I do that during focus time. Almost every day I plug in focus time work. For those of you who like do project work or whatever, have a time where you're going to focus. If you're a stay at home mom, see if you can find some time during the day. It can be 20 minutes. It can be an hour, whatever it is. Block out focus time where you're going to work on something important for you. You know, like make that your P&P time. Make that your self-development time. Most of the time you guys make that your, like, I'm going to do some laundry and wash some dishes time. It's like, you know what? Bring them kids along while that's happening. But plug in a little focus time for you each day. And put in that time specifically what you're going to be doing. Do not leave it up to you to show up and be like, okay, it's focus time. What should I work on? No, never do that. Go from time block and know what's going to be happening there. Don't waste your time. You can spend it any way you want, but don't spend 1 to 3 minutes trying to fucking figure out what you're going to do and then wonder why you get overwhelmed because all you're thinking about is all the things. Plan what you're going to do. So I plug in like this big time block said tasks for the opening. I had to assign out duties in Asana. So we use a software called Asana. I plugged in there, go into Asana, go to this project, assign out all the tasks. So I knew that when this time block was over, sorry, I'm spitting. When this time block is over, what I need to have done is all of those tasks need to be assigned to everyone on the team so everybody else could do their job. So I just make sure that's all in there. I also plan a little white space. So sometimes what I'll do is like I have from 10 to 12, like on this particular one, I have from 12:30 to 2 to review for the 3 day, to go through my workbook and to look at all the things and to think creatively about the things I wanted to teach there. Were there anything else I wanted to add? And I came up with new ideas during that time. So I always plug in usually 15 to 30 minutes between things. What that does, it allows me for some, somebody said, my head hurts just thinking about doing all this planning. Being an accountant, that's all I ever do at work. I'm going to have to seriously work at this, but I know I can. Start with one thing, Mary. Start with your 24-hour plan. I'm just telling you guys everything I do in a video. I want you all to think about this. This is not everything you should be doing. If your brain is going to, oh my God, I got to do all this. Is this the only way to be successful? Blah, blah, blah. There's just your first thought downloads and models, ladies. Because no, it is not. If that's what you're taking from this, we have a problem with your brain, not with the system. This is what works for Corinne. Corinne is sharing everything she does that she has learned to do over the course of 14 years. This is not, oh, this is all that shit Corinne started doing yesterday because she's so good at figuring things out. No, I've been doing this for a long time. I am giving you everything that I do so that you can pull apart what matters to you. What you can start with. It's just like when I teach you everything I know about weight loss, but start with the basics. Start with the basics of planning. The basics of planning, 24-hour plan every day. The next week, layer in the assessing. The next week, do a weekly plan. And you just keep doing them. But you get really good at one thing at a time until you get there. If you're going to start with time blocking, guys, you don't have to time block your entire day, but you could start with a focus hour. You could start with, I'm just going to at least plug in my downtime. You start where you're at. So back to blocking time. I block out breaks on my day. On this particular day between 3 and 4:30, it's Corinne time, right in the middle of the day. And I get to do whatever I want during that time. I can nap, play with the cat. I can go for a walk, sit by my pool, I can read, I can do whatever. I have zero expectations of myself during the break time. That's when spontaneity gets to be done. And that's what I plan. And then from that day, from 5 to 6:30 was wrap up of the day. This, it said to follow up with Chris on podcast changing over. I had on here, clean out my Slack, clean out my email. I knew exactly what I was going to be done. The sticky notes are not in the kit store, guys. This is just, you can just go find anything like this. This one doesn't even have a name. I have several of these. I have this version. I have a little one. It's got like some stuff in it. It just has like notepad type style stuff that can fit in a purse real easy. Like when I travel, I take this guy with me, stuff like that. All right. Let me go to some questions and see if there was, and I'll remember if there's anything else I for sure wanted to cover with you guys. Do you recommend a 15-minute increment planner or an hour-long increment planner? It doesn't matter to me. Honestly, I'm going to write in what I'm going to get done. It doesn't matter whether it's 15 minutes or an hour. I usually block time in bigger chunks, so I don't worry about it. What if you find you aren't following the time blocks you created, a recovery worksheet, a TDL, or both? I would like ask myself every day, like I would want to know what were my thoughts around it. Like sometimes the thoughts will be, I'm constantly interrupted. That is not a circumstance. That is a thought. That's what I hear a lot of you say. So what happens is like you want to model that and question, are you constantly interrupted or are you just saying yes? Someone walks in, I say yes. And then you ask yourself, why? Why is saying yes to them more important to yes to my calendar? Am I willing to tell them no? If not, why? Those are the questions to ask yourself, because what will come up is if you're people pleasing, if you're afraid of other people's opinions, if you are doing those things, that comes up, and then you can do models around that. And that's where you start getting into the real meat of how and why you're spending your time. How do you know how much rest to plan? Is there a sweet spot between getting tasks done and resting and refreshing? It's really just playing with it for me. I mean, for me, really, it's just playing with it. I have found that I have studied myself and paid attention to myself long enough. And I read a lot of books about stuff. There's a book that I've been reading called Pink, P-I-N-K, that talks a little bit about stuff like that. And what is that other book I was reading? Oh my gosh, I don't know the title of it. Pink is one of them, but there's another one that's about, that's the book I'm talking about. But basically, I have looked at where my energy is for the day, and I try to plan around my energy. So I know that I am really on fire in the mornings, and I can get a lot done until about 12 or 1 o'clock. And then I hit what's called trough time. And from 1 until about 4:30, I'm pretty much a limp rag. So what I do during those times is I will plan during those times a break. That's when I plan lunch. I plan things that I know don't require a lot of bandwidth. You'll see me very often. I can check in on going into the Facebook group and answering questions is really easy for me and doesn't require a lot of mental energy. So a lot of times I plan my Facebook time for afternoons. I answer email in the afternoons. I check a lot of Slack. Like Slack is like, think about it. It's like online email, guys. It's where you talk back and forth. I do a lot of that stuff. I don't do project work in the afternoons. And then I have like a rebound time every day between about 4:30 and 7. And so a lot of times I work during that time. I will plan things that require mental energy and that I know have like a small deadline to them. I can hammer some work during that time. I like to plan calls a lot during that time too. I really feel like this is the time of day I'm on fire. So I like to plan calls during this time. But just play with it, Joy. I'm a big believer though, guys, in planning. If you can do it and it's part of your lifestyle, planning a nap or a meditation period every single day. I particularly love to take a nap, and I don't nap for more than 20, 25 minutes. I mean, my naps are not like me going to bed and zoning out for 3 hours. Like I just lay down and I close my eyes and it's just enough time to drift off, drift off and then wake back up. And it really refreshes me and it helps me sleep better at night. So like my brother, I've told y'all about this. He works for HCA. He's head of their online security division. He goes to his car for like, he works out every day during lunch and then he drinks a shake for lunch. He eats a big breakfast and a big dinner and then he just drinks a protein shake for lunch. And what he does is he works out for 30 minutes and then he goes to his car and he takes a 20 minute nap. Works for him. So, I mean, people who want to do it can get it done. Now I know not all of you have jobs. Like if you're a teacher, if you're a nurse or something, it's probably not in your wheelhouse. But even if you could just meditate for 2 to 3 minutes, just to give your brain a break, you know, very often they'll say like, I think a 2 to 3 minute meditation is like taking a 20 minute nap. Like your brain gets that much benefit from it. Just something to suggest to you guys. Do you consider everything on your planner completely non-negotiable? On surgery days, I may end up being done 3 hours early or 5 hours late, so it's hard to calendar weeks in advance all the tasks for a project. I was thinking about putting tasks on those days like you have extra snacks on the 24-hour plan. If I have time, I think that's perfect. If I have time, I will do them. I don't want to use this as an excuse, though, either. Suggestions for unpredictable hours. Well, the first thing I would do is not call it unpredictable hours. I would just call it, like, my job. Here's my plan, and then I'm going to plan for when the plan needs to change. Like I just, you can call it unpredictable hours if you want, only if it feels good. I'm a really big believer in thinking about our time in a way that where we feel in control versus feeling like it's not in our control. So I would just be like, these are the tasks I do for the days when surgery runs short. And like, I would plan things and just know, like, if surgery runs long, I chose surgery. It wasn't because the hours are unpredictable. It's just like, I just am going to be like, all right, these were the things that I know that I had to choose surgery first because that's the priority. They need to get rescheduled. Just immediately reschedule them. My stuff is considered non-negotiable, but I will tell you, there's plenty of days every single week, like especially when I do web pages. So last week I was doing these web pages and there was an update to the software that I use. It's horrible. I'm just going to say, whoever coded that should be shot. Like, it's terrible. And so the work took longer. But the work didn't take longer because Kryn was asshatting and procrastinating and sitting around eating and stewing and worrying and all those things. So it's looking at, like, your reasons behind why things have to move. So if my work takes longer because the software is jamming up and I'm having to restart it, or it's new stuff and I'm like, oh, I've just never done this level of work. I didn't know it was going to take me this long. You know, that's fine. That's one thing. Excuses are like, you know, it's just so hard. Let me check in over here on email. Let me, like, you may be staying busy at work, but your schedule is out of whack because it's like, well, I told so-and-so I would do this because I don't like telling him no. He really likes me and his feelings will get hurt if I say no. That's not non-negotiable. That's not unpredictability. That's not that stuff. That's you need to do your work around your mind and your time and your willingness to tell people the truth. But if, let's say I'm working on something, Kathy texts me and says, the website's down. I have to stop what I'm doing. I'm going to stop what I'm doing. I'm going to choose to do that. That is not a buffer. That is not an excuse. That is not anything. That's me saying, this is now the priority. What I had planned, it's not the priority at this moment. I will be working on this. And when that gets done, I will reschedule this and get started. Now, if Kathy said, I miss you, Kryn, let's go have coffee. It'll be so much fun. And we can talk about something we're going to do in 3 months. Oh, that sounds like fun. That's the exciting work. Web pages suck. I'm going to do that because I don't want to tell Kathy no. That is an excuse. So you have to kind of watch yourself. How you and just always notice. I just go through and I look. Am I getting my shit done? It's a yes or a no. And if it's a no, why? Is it a me problem or is it a process problem? Like, it's super simple to figure out. I figure it out just like I do with my food and stuff. I look at, like, you know, what's going on here? Like the other day I ate off plan because the food went bad. Like the salad literally tasted like asshole. I'm not eating a salad that stuff didn't look like it would come out the other end pleasantly. So I ate off plan. That's not a me problem. That was not me wanting to eat something that for fun. That was like, the food looks like shit. It looks like it will be shit very soon if I don't watch myself. That's not a long-term weight loss problem. Now, if let's say Kathy calls again and says, oh my God, there's a new restaurant. We never treat ourselves. I don't know why Kathy's calling me all of a sudden all the time, inviting me to things. But let's say she does. And it's like, you want to go out tonight? And I go and I look and my salad looks okay. And I'm like, yeah, but I haven't spent time with Kathy. This is a good reason to do it. She never calls me. This is a new restaurant. And I go and I order a salad, but I also get fries. That's a Corinne problem. That's not a 24. That's not like, you know, you have to, like, I love to track when I'm on plan and off plan, whether it's my time or my food. And I like to always have the information so I can question it and either like my reasons or call bullshit on my reasons. Where do you keep a master list when keeping both the PNP and Brendon Burchard planner? A former Franklin planner user, I had one section to jot down to-do items in one place and would pull daily from the use. I currently use Wunderlist when I'm out and about. I don't have a master to-do list. I have like my stuff. Like I have like what I'm like as things come up through the week, I write them down on those TDL pages and then I just plan them out in here. But I don't have it all in one place. I just don't have that. This just works for me. But guys, pick the systems that you like. And I used to be a Franklin Covey certified trainer, by the way. I'd just like you to know. 20 years ago, girl. What do you do if you don't finish what you planned in a certain time block? Usually what I do if I start work and it's going to take me longer, one, that's the bonus of having some slack time. So if I planned 15 to 20 minutes between tasks, I can use that. I also sometimes will look at my break periods and decide, do I really want to take them? There are just some days I am on fire and it's like, I just want to work and I don't really need a break that day. Like I can always tell when I'm just in the flow and stuff. And if I'll just be like, I'm just going to work through my breaks today and then I'll just move it around. Or I just stop and I add it to tomorrow and I look for space the next day where I can pick up and finish that task tomorrow. But if I'm working on something that's really intense and I'm in a good place with it and I want to jam, I will overwork my time block. I would rather stay productive and then note how long this task takes me ultimately than to break flow and then have to re-pick up later on it. I struggle with a powerful question. Where can I get information on that? It is in the No BS. Don't we, Kathy, do we not have, there's a whole lesson, I believe. Kathy, put in the notes where the powerful question information is. I think it's all in the No BS in I believe it's in module 3 and it explains powerful question. I think there's like a video. Oh yeah. Kathy says she'll put a link in there for you. And then I'll read it out. Kathy, just tell me which module it's in and what the video name is. And I will put it, I'll announce it in the video. How do you keep from going down the rabbit hole while prepping for something that takes time? Seems like I never block enough time, block more time. I don't allow myself to go down rabbit holes very often. I look for flow more than I know the difference between like, am I overworking this because I'm in fear mindset or am I in a really good space where all the light bulbs are clicking and I'm like, this is the best shit that's ever happened and wah, wah, wah. Like if I'm excited about it and I feel like it's my best work, I am not going to stop working because I wrote that shit down. I'm not. I'm going to tell you guys, what is the better result? Stop working in the middle of creating something amazing or finish creating something amazing and then just honor that. That's not going to be a problem in my life. But if you're going down the rabbit hole when you're prepping for something, you need to clean up your brain more around before you start the work. Are you excited about the work? Are you motivated with the work? Do you feel confident with the work? If you start work feeling scared, worried, stressed, in fear, and I know who asked this, so this is why I'm saying all this, because I know you, girl, you have to clean that piece up. When you clean that up, you typically don't go down rabbit holes. I plan every morning. I work from home and have my own consulting business. Once 8:30 comes, the phone and email start with clients with emergencies, and I'm thrown totally off my plan. I can't ignore these people, and I'm always behind. I just can't get a grip on the business planning. Then I'm overwhelmed. My work seems to fill all my spaces, and I have guilt when I take a couple of hours to myself, and I know I'm going to have to pay for it later. Every day, I'm hopeful my blocking will work out, but it never does. Then why are you planning anything? If you know that every day between this time and this time is when you're going to take phone calls, plan to take phone calls during that time. You've got one of two choices, and I'll tell you right now. You're like me. If I want to be interrupted between 8:30 and 10:30, I can be. It's called, I start answering the phone. I start checking my text messages. I start answering email. Nothing gets responded to until you respond it. I only have 6,000 of you to respond to most days, and all of you got a lot of shit you want to tell me, plus a team. Guess what I do? If I know that the work that I'm going to do is going to ultimately provide my clients the long-term goal, it is on me to do what's best for you guys. Responding to little fires that feel important to you, like, I don't know where a link is. And no, that's probably not what's going on with you, Jill, but that's what comes up for me. Like, I want to tell somebody where a link is. But what I also do is I don't give them the opportunity to solve their own problem. And then what I also don't do is create weekend motivators or create the next month of content if I'm doing that. I could never create the content for you guys. I could never have this Q&A right now and explain to you this stuff if I spent all day long responding to every tag, every email, and every request of me today. I wouldn't even be done yet. But it is on me to just, like, I will get to it. Because I'm going to tell you, this is what happens with client emergencies. This is what happens with stuff. If you don't respond, they wait. They do. What if they emailed you at 3 in the morning or 5 in the morning or called? Do you wake up or do they wait until you wake up? They're waiting at some points. You have to evaluate your story around that. Like, I just can't not respond. Just ask. Ask yourself, if I didn't, what's going to happen? Worst case scenario, what happens? Really flesh that out. It may be they all fire me. If that's the case, then guess what? Between 8:30 and 10:30? If you don't want to get fired, that needs to be a different time block. That's not focus time. You may want it to be, but if you're going to get fired, no, it's not. The demands of your job says this has happened. But if you're not going to get fired and you're just worried about what they're going to think about and you don't want to risk feeling bad or that you're letting someone down, that's your job to strap on your big girl panties and say, like, you know what? I got to buck up. I'm going to do my work and feel bad and worry a little bit until I prove to myself no one dies if I don't answer the first hour of the day. But that's all a bunch of being willing to question it all. And let me just say, what I have noticed when it comes to email and stuff, because I don't check that stuff first thing in the day. I just don't. I have this concept called residue. The moment that I start reading the Facebook group, the moment that I start responding to emails, and the moment that I start doing those things, there's this thing called residue that comes over your body. You will bring that to every project that you're going to do. You will bring that to every important thing that you're going to do. It will be in the back of your mind. If you just don't read it, it won't be there. And then when you go in, most of us, if we're like, I've only got 2 hours to respond to all the emails and everything that happened for the day, you will work faster. But if you are doing it all day long, you will stretch it out all day long. Because your fear mindset, I'm going to pay for this. They're like, you know, they're also demanding. All of that slows you down. You work with residue on you. None of us need to do that. Let me see. There was something else I wanted to say. Start smaller with your time blocking. Just get to where you will honor something. Just like say, like, here's the line in the sand. For this 30 minutes, I don't care if the phone has flames shooting out of it because somebody needs me so bad. That's how I know it's burning down. This 30 minutes, I refuse to answer the phone. I refuse to check my email. Start small and just start doing it. Prove yourself what's going to happen rather than the story you believe, I'll pay for it. Just really question everything that you're thinking. Where do you begin scheduling and time blocking when you have a goal that's years in the future, like quitting your job or working for yourself? I just start with I would think about what is everything that I'm going to need to do? Like just do a brain dump on every possible thing that you could think of that you need to do in order to find a new job. And then break it all down and then take small pieces that take 10 to 15 minutes a day and knock them off one by one. If you want to listen to a good book, you have to do it on Audible. It's called Take Control of Your Life by Mel Robbins. So the way her book is set up is she does a coaching session with someone, and then she breaks it down and replays the coaching session, and then she has like an online PDF. That one call is so good for exactly what you just asked. This guy was wanting to transition to do something different. I love the way that she talked and coached to him. If I was you and that's what you're thinking about, I would totally download that book. The whole book is good, but for you, that one section would probably be gold. And you could download her free PDF that will give you the work to do around it. I love the second video in this bonus course. Do you suggest we always make a monthly goal? I have a 90-day, 180, and 365. The idea of monthly is exciting. Yeah, I love them. I always have monthly goals. Love monthly goals. I like to know what I'm going to finish for the month, what I'm going to accomplish for the month. And then it's just money for me. And then what I do for the week is I usually have like the big three things that are going to, like, I'm going to accomplish this week or that I'm going to work on this week that gets me closer to that. My monthly goal rolls up to my 90. So like I know globally what we want to get done in 90 days. And I break that down into this month, if I move these things ahead, we're going to get closer to that. And this week, I do these things, that gets me closer to that monthly. That's kind of like how you stack. So I like to start big picture and work my way back down. That's just how I personally do it. How far out do you time block big projects, just a week at a time, or as long as the project will take, say, several weeks? Depends on the project, Brenda. Most projects I just do for the week. I just like get what I need to get done this week for it. But when I do a big project, like I have a few that are whenever we're going to get ready to open, it's about a month's worth of work for me. Like not like one solid month. That's all I work on, but it takes about a month of my time to like do these random pieces and stuff while doing all of your stuff. So what I do is I like brain dump everything that has to get done. And then what I normally do is like anything that I know has to happen later, I just go ahead and assign the times out. But the things that I know that need to get done more imminently, those are the ones I focus on. And then as I knock those out, then I look at the next week and I'm like, okay, what are the next big things to work on? That's kind of how I like to do it. Chris and I were talking about this because Chris is a very organized person, really good at project planning. But he talks about the idea of, you know, when you do something big, first has to, and I want you guys to think about this with weight loss and stuff. Before you have the finished product, and before you have like the system, chaos has to happen first. There has to be this element of chaos. Like all the things have to be thought about. Like you have to get as much of it out of your brain as you can. There's not supposed to be order. It's supposed to look daunting. It's supposed, you know, if it's something that's significantly going to change your life, or if it's something that's like a really big project or whatever, it should be overwhelming. If it's not, you're probably not doing it right. You're probably not even listing everything out that you need to do. It being overwhelming and some self-doubt and like, how are we going to get this done? This looks so confusing. If that's not happening, you're probably not pushing yourself hard enough. Like I always think like when that starts happening, that's the exact time to go. Who is that? Sorry, the doors are opening and cats are crying. So you have like the chaos period. And so I really believe in that. Like if you guys ever saw me when I do a big project, it is a hot fucking mess. Like it is like all the things and everything I ever thought that we might want to do. And I throw it all in there. I don't put any constraints on myself. And then I just start organizing the big key pieces. And the rest of it, I don't even organize. And then as I start working through things, more organization comes. Some of the ideas are like, oh, that's a no. I must have been smoking crack that day when I thought that that would be a part of this project. And I throw start throwing stuff out. It's kind of like purging your closet. You know, it's like there needs to be chaos before the organization comes in. And some stuff goes back in. Some stuff goes to the dump. So I like to think about, for you guys, when you're thinking about planning big projects and stuff, I want you to be like, there has to be the chaos period. You have to lean into it and know that when you feel doubt and confusion and overwhelm, it's probably when you're doing it right. I just joined, sorry if this has been asked. If you are new to calendar blocking, do you recommend starting with a realistic daily plan and then leveling up? Yes. I tried calendar blocking, but I didn't stick to it. I blocked what I wanted my routine to look like, but it isn't close to what I current non-plan routine looks like. Here's what I would do. Start tracking. Like, for a lot of you, if you don't want to like go into the planning phase first, here's two options for you. First option is just block one thing, guys. Figure out one thing to block and get really good at showing up for the one thing. What is the one thing you want to block out? Is it, I want to have 15 minutes a day to myself where I make myself sit down and do my 24-hour plan and I write a few thoughts down. Like, just get good at that. The rest of the day can be a free-for-all. Spontaneity galore. All the yeses to all the people. People please, my pants off. Whatever you want to do. I am not breaking any of those habits. But for 15 minutes, this is how I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to get used to writing it down every day and carving out some time. And when you get good at it, your brain will like it. Your brain will like having something that's very consistent and something it can look forward to and something that knows it's going to happen. And you'll start getting dopamine hits from that. It will want more of it. So then you can like plan the next thing. So you could totally do it that way. The other way for a lot of you guys, what you could do, especially my girl that asked about the all the clients, I'll pay for it later stuff. Just track how you're spending your time for a week. Like, really track it. Chris makes all of us do this like every like quarter. We have to like write down by, I think we did, Kathy, do we do about 30 minutes or an hour suggestion? I cannot remember. But I think he has us doing it in 30. I think we've done it both ways. We've done it where we just track for like this hour I worked on this. We've done before like 30 minutes before. But you can, yeah, we've done it both ways. That's what I was thinking. You can just track in real time, like what it all looks like. And then you look at it at the end of the week and you kind of start looking at where am I spending my time and do I like how I'm spending it? And do I catch myself like wasting time? Are there things I can start moving around now? Are there things that I'm doing that I'm just not grouping that I could start grouping? Like, that's another way to be thinking about it. Oh my God, y'all, I'm serious. I should sell this. I won't because it's just for you guys, but I'm like, I am so good at time. Just saying. What do you do when a task takes longer than planned? Stop and plan to pick up the task the following day. I did address this one. How should you handle it when you go off your time scheduling plan? Thought downloads. You need to ask yourself, why did I do it? What were my thoughts? What excuses did I use? I'd also like do something like, and what price am I paying for doing it that way? That's one of the things that you could do. Do you keep your monthly calendar digitally, or is that on paper in another planner? Okay, so here's how the majority of my planner is, all handwritten. I love handwritten. Now, I have what's called a digital calendar. There are, I don't know why I keep taking my glasses on. I don't think because they're so nasty. I have a digital calendar, but it is not for tasks. It just shows me, like, the reason why I have a digital calendar is so that I share it with my entire team so that when they want to get on my calendar, I don't have to talk to them. Well, when are we going to meet? I don't know. When do you want to meet? Let's see. Let's do a kumbaya and let's waste a whole fucking bunch of time trying to figure out when we're going to have a meeting. When we just had a meeting about having a meeting. That drives me crazy. So we have BusyCal where I have everything, all my appointments are on there and it's all shared with everyone. If they want on my calendar, they have to get it in there. So it's like, go look at my calendar. They know I don't like to do anything before 10 and they know what days I like. And then they just find a spot and they plug it in themselves. Saves me time. All I do is like, yes, let's have a meeting on that. But I just keep all of it there so that what I like is to have it. It's also on my phone so that when I am out and about, I could, if somebody asked me a question, like if Chris and I are talking, I was like, let me look and see what I've got going on that day so that I can see what is scheduled on my calendar in terms of my meetings. Now, my projects and stuff, they all get planned for the week. So that's usually more for my long-term stuff. The Nobius lesson on powerful questions is right question, right answer in module 4, unit 7. There you go. I'm happily retired from a job that demanded I follow a tight schedule. Awesome. Probably the greatest change for me now is that I now celebrate that I don't have to be or do anything most of the time. That's fine if you want to not do that. I mean, nobody has to do things, guys. I know that I have tasks every day and follow a general pattern, but I'm resisting scheduling anything. Would much rather decide because I feel like it. I also refuse to schedule medical hair appointments where possible to avoid setting an alarm or dealing with rush hour. I do know I plan a set TDL each morning. Will this casual approach affect my weight loss? Do I need to be more disciplined? No. As long as you're planning that weight loss, well, let me say this. I was fixing to say, as long as you're planning your weight loss, if you want the rest of your life to be a shit show, I'm fine with that. But I'm not okay with that. As long as you're planning your weight loss, you're not looking for the result of organizing your time. You've already done that part of your life. You're in the stage of life where it's like, I get to be spontaneous. I get to decide and stuff. This is the plan. Like for you, this literally is the plan. And I think that's great. For the rest of you, the reason why I want you getting more deliberate about how you spend your time is because you'll sit around, bitch and grouse, I'm busy. I never have enough time. I need more time. I'm crazy busy. Things happen to me. I'm going to pay for this shit later. Like, we talk about our lives in such a defeating manner. And when you plan your time, this is the thing that I love about planning time. It's like, you know how when we plan our food and we don't eat what's on the plan? That is the signal that something's wrong. We're not eating on the plan. This plan gets weight loss. Some reason I'm choosing not to lose weight. I wonder why that is. It is my excuses. It is my bullshit that I tell myself. It is my lack of planning during the rest of my day, whatever it is. But not eating on plan is a signal to question and examine if something's going wrong. Not following your schedule and your calendar is a signal to question, why am I making these choices? You may like your reasons, but you also may not like your reasons. And you always want to be like, the way am I doing it? Am I getting the result I want? Anonymous, it sounds like you're getting the result you want. You want the spontaneity. You want the freedom. You've earned it. And what you're doing with your weight loss is like, this is where I'm going to be deliberate. The rest of it, I don't have to be as deliberate anymore. And that's okay. But some of you are like, I need to make my life more deliberate because when I'm in chaos with my time, I'm in chaos with my food. Taking the pressure off of myself and examining why I keep telling people yes, finding my people-pleasing tendencies, understanding when like I'm going down the rabbit hole of making projects last longer than they need to because I'm so terrified. Like I'm not going to be able to do my business or someone's going to fire me or whatever. Those are the things that planning allows you to find out about your life. It's not just about doing a plan. It's about creating a plan that creates a result you want. And if you're not doing it, then it allows you to see why you're not doing it. Why are you not following something that you said was totally going to start creating the life, the money, the way I spend my time that I want in my life? Okay, that is everything, guys. Thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying this month. This is my favorite topic. Yeah, if y'all think I like jamming on the weight loss, I love jamming on the time stuff even more. So y'all have a good one. I'll talk to you Wednesday for coaching. Bye, y'all.